father. Or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron assemble and bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, plating like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Happy hour time here on Gwen and Chris. 5 o'clock. Happy Tuesday out there. Thanks to Charlie Hoffman, our guy from the PGA Tour, all guests on the 97.3 The Fan. Join us on the David P. Shapiro Fan Hotline. David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorneys helping good people regain control of their future when charged with a crime since 2010. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com. Are you listening? Jordan Addison, Vikings receiver, is in trouble for, I think, the third time in the last year and a half. Arrested for trespassing at a casino in the middle of the night.
Sounds like alcohol is involved.
I can't imagine. Yeah,
that casino, 3 a.m. trespassing.
They usually want you in the casinos.
You're right. They don't normally kick people out.
They want you in there.
Yeah, he earlier had a DUI. His first one was driving 140 miles an hour. Reckless, endangering the world. Anyway, we'll see where that goes. I do love when his attorneys came out, and I don't have the quote in front of me, but I'll paraphrase. We look forward to investigating this fully, and we are confident that Jordan will be exonerated. How can you be confident when you don't even know what happened yet? You haven't even investigated it.
Here's my...
you know what I mean? But you're like, oh, yeah, he'll be exonerated.
Armchair sleuth theory on this. He was asked to leave by the casino. He did not leave, so they arrested him for trespassing to get him away from whatever the heck he was doing.
Okay.
Duh.
Anyway, it's
so that's not armchair sleuthing. That's just...
I think that's kind of... I mean, he was trespassing. At some point, he was no longer wanted at the casino.
He was no longer invited.
And so he wouldn't leave, and so they made him leave.
It's kind of hard to get kicked out of a casino.
I would say, I mean, Tony hit it on the head. You got to be bad news if they don't want you in a casino. Right.
Especially with a guy with that much money.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's why I said alcohol must have been involved.
Yeah.
Because
for sure.
They normally want you in there as long as possible.
KOC needs to deal with this now. Call me Kevin.
I don't think Kevin O'Connell should be dealing with this any longer. Move on from the guy. There has to be a receiver. I know they won't, but I'm saying there's got to be another receiver that can do the job that isn't a pain in the butt.
Not that cost this little
bit
of money.
I know.
That's the name of the game.
Yeah, and here, I don't disagree. I just wish it wasn't.
I just want to bring this up from the salary cap standpoint, because that is how they have to operate, is that we have to keep this guy. We drafted him. And he's only making
cheap.
He's cheap because in a few years he's gonna get paid, and we're not gonna be able to afford him and Jettis and our quarterback, by the way, who we're not quite sure, but he's also cheap, and that
allows us to be good elsewhere.
Exactly.
I know. Do you think the Dolphins have even? I haven't heard his name mentioned in months. What's up with Tyreek? Is he just hurt?
I think
he's not even going to be ready next year, or is there just no talk about him anymore?
I personally think as long as you're not talking about it, it's a good thing for Tyreek. That means he is
He hasn't done anything.
He's probably working right now. So let him cook.
He has not been kicked out of any casinos. That's good for Tyreek.
Staying out of trouble, staying out
for the moment.
Staying out of the headlines. Yeah. It's a good thing.
All right. A couple of other...
It is hard when your leg got turned around. You can't really go anywhere.
I still, I got queasy watching that.
Yeah, me too.
I saw that one live.
Although I watched it like 100 times.
I think it was here when it happened.
Was it against
Maybe it was a doubleheader Monday Night Football.
I remember
day.
His leg, him trying to get up, and his leg was facing the wrong direction.
Nolan Arenado's going to the Diamondbacks. And if you missed the big one of the day, Mike Tomlin stepped down as coach of the Steelers after 19 years. We did have a bit of an argument about what's good, what's bad. Let me ask you another quick question on Tomlin, Scraby, and Tony. If Mike Tomlin never coaches another game, right? He fades off into the sunset. And we talk about him like in 7 or 8 years.
Mike Tomlin.
Yeah. What are you going to say, Scraby, about Mike Tomlin maybe 7, 8 years from now?
I know exactly what he's going to say.
Okay, what am I going to say?
No, go ahead. I want to see if I get it right.
I will say he was a really good coach. He won a Super Bowl, but he couldn't win in the playoffs.
Exactly what
How did he win a Super Bowl then, I wonder?
Because he won it with Bill Cowher's team.
Okay. Oh, Bill
I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that
did
he didn't
win
have,
the very next year. I don't think they won the very
next
year.
It was
2 years.
But he still had Ben. He still had that team pretty much in place. I'm not saying that. I mean, that's what happens when you get hired as a coach.
You take over a team.
But I would say that, like, he's great coach, but didn't win in the playoffs enough.
You're contradicting yourself a little.
Okay,
great coach
who didn't win. I mean, that's a bit
because
of contradictory.
Because you could be a great regular season coach and struggle in the playoffs. That was Andy Reid's thing until he got to the Chiefs.
Yeah, isn't that funny?
Yeah, well, if he goes somewhere else and he wins a bunch of Super Bowls, then he's a great coach.
My point being that Andy Reid couldn't win anything until he did.
Maybe it's not that he becomes like this magnificent coach. Maybe it was just timing and circumstance. Because, I mean, Andy Reid is equally as good of a coach as now as he was then. He has those experiences of losing.
Right, is he better now because he won a Super Bowl?
Way better because those years later?
All right. Let me ask this.
Okay. What do you want
to
ask?
It's hard to put it in baseball terms, but we're going to have to put it in baseball terms.
Okay. You're going to attempt to.
If the Padres kept going to the playoffs year after year after year, but kept losing in the first round, we would be calling for a long-term manager to be fired.
Yeah, we got rid of one of those guys who went to the playoffs and lost all the time. I think his name was Bochy. How did you pronounce that one? Remember, he went to the playoffs like 3-4 years in a row. He got bounced every time. Wasn't really he just couldn't win. Good thing we got rid of that guy.
Yeah. Man, I shouldn't have gone on that.
You walked right into it.
Right, Tony, what are you going to say about Mike Tomlin? What do you think? If he doesn't ever coach again.
If he never coaches again.
Yeah, right. That's his career.
Hall of Fame coach.
Hall of Fame coach, yeah.
I couldn't win when it counted.
I mean, he won one.
But he won one. So
I know,
he did win
just,
when
I
it counted.
Just, I was just needling.
He didn't win the last seven when it counted, you know, but I don't know.
I mean, Chris.
I mean, Belichick can't win a game at North Carolina right now, but he's still going to be considered.
I guarantee you that Chris,
I love Tomlin.
The Dolphins,
you know this.
No, if the Dolphins had a guy like Tomlin who had lost or hasn't won a playoff game since 2016, you would be calling for his replacement.
I don't think so. Shula went many years without winning playoff games in there. I think 8 was his record without winning a game, and I got frustrated, but he was in the hunt every year. One thing I will say, we've talked about this in baseball terms. We've said, or I've said, I don't know if you've all agreed with me, I've said that we as fans don't have a right to expect a championship. What we do have a right to expect is a competitive team that gives us a fighting shot at it.
Yep.
And I think that's what the Padres have given us for the last 6 years. I'd love a World Series just as much as anybody, but those are another... Things have to fall into place for those things to happen.
Yeah.
To me, all you can do is be in position. And so I've always felt Tomlin's there every time. I think that's good.
You want to be in position, and if you have, you know, an opportunity to enhance that position with a trade or something along the lines, you take your shot in baseball. And in
I looked at the
sports.
Game last night. You looked at the game last night. Vince Lombardi wasn't winning that game against the Texans with that team.
No.
So no, it wasn't a coaching thing in my mind.
Who would have won that game against that particular defense?
Anyway.
Yeah.
All right. It's interesting. Let's get to what Scrape you wanted us to talk about.
No, that's
here.
Fine. No, we'll do that in the next segment. We'll do that in the next segment.
All right. So what do we think about? Let's stay with football. Then we'll do. We got some Padres stuff we want to get to. So we'll do it in 5 minutes. Let's stay with football. What do you think about the Texans and the Patriots? First glance, both teams were dominant on defense. Both teams did not. Neither quarterback looked good. Although I'd say Drake May looked great compared to C.J. Stroud.
I think.
I think it's going to be a slobber knocker or whatever they call it.
I do too. I think that's I think that's Coach Vrabel's.
He's going to like
that's,
it.
That's
too.
His element right there.
He's going to like it.
He likes that type of football.
Who wins?
I think not
the game, but who wins in a 50-yard line showdown? Vrabel, D'Amico. D'Amico, not exactly.
D'Amico's way in better shape because he's younger.
A little younger. Yeah.
I'm not saying Vrabel's out of shape. He's in shape.
Vrabel's a big dude.
Yeah. By the way, there was a good.
But they got same mentality, which is why this is going to be.
I think it'll be a fun game.
What'd you call it?
Regard.
A slobber knocker?
Slobber knocker.
I haven't heard that word in a while, and I love it.
It's a good one for that game. I did hear a thing on D'Amico Ryans. He was the defensive rookie of the year in the NFL, Mike Tomlin's first year as head coach. That was the timeline.
That's
so
crazy.
It's kind of
Houston, Texans.
Yeah. So that Houston, New England. Buffalo, Denver. My first thought on Buffalo, Denver, and I want to think about it some more because Denver really has a good season, but Denver just can't beat anybody by a wide margin. And I worry that it's going to be
that's
close.
That's a bad deal with this
and
dude.
Josh Allen is not.
He don't lose close games. He don't lose close games.
It's going to be hard to stop.
Except to Patrick
end.
Mahomes, but he doesn't lose to anybody else.
I know it's at home. Denver's had the rest, but Josh Allen's got to be smelling this a little bit this year.
Facing Josh Allen is a little bit like having to deal with Cam Newton. Like tackling him for four quarters, he's not small. It starts to wear. And by the way, he can dot you up with the passing game.
How many guys
too.
Get 10-yard quarterback sneaks? I haven't seen too many of those.
Now, I will say this. They have no wide receiver.
Buffalo?
They have no wide receiver.
Nobody. Well, Shaheer's okay.
Shaheer's okay. Yeah, they're going to need Coleman to play like the pick
been.
he was
drafted. I know where he's been. Getting in trouble because he is constantly in trouble.
The Denver people.
They got three healthy wide receivers left.
I don't know what the Denver people want, but they better not get snow. Because if they get snow, then Josh Allen is totally unstoppable.
See. Denver weather.
Don't forget, he played at Wyoming. He's going to be very used to all that.
No snow.
49 high.
Oh, that's going to be nice. Man, what's up with all these nice games in the divisional round?
And everything.
Yeah,
Rams, Bears, real quick. Neither defense has stopped anybody recently. I don't know how that crazy game, but it could be fun.
They locked up in the second half, though. The Bears did.
The Bears did. The Rams didn't.
No.
Rams defense has been bad for a while. And then there's another game, but we don't have time to get into that one. So, let's take a break.
Is that the 49ers game?
Let's get to break.
I got to get the break, Scraby.
It's fine.
Do what I'm supposed to do. More Gwen and Chris after traffic.
Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan assemble and bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
5:18 on the clock, Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Hello, Matt Scraby, the happy hour. And in this particular segment, good to hear from Craig Stammen. Joined the boys on Foul Territory. Had a little convo with, was AJ Przinski. I think it's Sean Braun. And
I always forget that poor guy's name.
Eric Kratz.
Yeah.
Dang, it was that's coming
the,
to me.
That's the name I
me.
Always forget for some
I
reason.
I guess, you know, if you're just a...
He's the biggest human being I've ever been
If you're a backup catcher who hardly ever played... Podcasting is in your future.
It's not a bad job for this guy.
No, not at all. They know ball, as people like to say.
Yeah, they know.
Anyways,
ball.
They hit Craig with a few different questions, and I'm going to hand it off to Mr. Scraby because he's the one that has kind of looked this over.
Yes, I actually think this one is something that we've talked about, but now, you know what I like about the Craig Stammen era of the Padres?
What do you like about the Craig Stammen era of the Padres?
He gives us information.
Oh, okay.
He gives us things that we can work with. And so he was talking about Joe Musgrove and whether or not they're going to limit his innings in 2026, and here is what happened.
Joe's in a great spot right now. He's been throwing bullpens regularly. He's ramping up for spring training. So far, so good, on schedule with everything. As you know, Joe is, you know, as good of a teammate as you could ever have. He's as hard a worker as you could ever have. Some would say works too hard, which I don't know if there is such a thing, but he's a leader in our clubhouse, a leader within the whole organization, a leader in the city of San Diego. And so we're just looking forward to getting Joe back on the field. As far as the inning limits go, you know, he's at a stage in his career where I don't think he's willing to entertain any innings limits. But we're going to be very cognizant of his recovery, how he's feeling after every outing. I'm not going to put a number on him. You know, we've seen players come back from Tommy John and go through a full season pitching the playoffs. Adam Wainwright comes to mind, you know, coming back from Tommy John and then pitching 230 innings the very next year. So no limit on Joe. He's a stud. You know, we're going to.
Yeah. I mean, listen.
Joe was listening to that, man. Joe, that made him sound really good.
I mean, Joe has earned the right to have that kind of say-so in his own process. And I think they trust Joe in terms of him knowing his body, how to push
it. I'm trying to think. We were there the night, I think I was there the night that he went out. I think it was a playoff
game.
Yeah, right. Yep. So we were all there. But he knew something was wrong, kind of a few pitches and things before anybody else knew, right?
100%.
So he is very aware of it. I don't think you put any limits anymore. I heard that. When did I hear it the first time?
With
Michael King, but there was a guy the year before that we heard it with. That, like, we can't pitch any innings. And who was it?
He went to the Royals.
Waka. Or the other one.
Lugo,
yeah. For sure. Yeah. No, he's a reliever. He can't go past 80 innings. Really? After 280, he was still doing okay.
The Padres have done a very nice job with the guys in terms of being able to. And I think it's important to remember the time frame for Joe to come back was like postseason this, like end of the year, right? He got hurt in the postseason, so the full year would have been, you know, around that October time. We're well beyond that now. And so he's been able to kind of work out some of the kinks that he's probably had to deal with since having that surgery.
Do you guys want to hear about Luis Arraez? Would Craig Stammen want Luis Arraez back on the team?
Is that what the second one was you wanted to do?
No,
with Luis?
I'm trying to find it, and I can't find it again.
You lost it.
Ah, found it.
There it is.
Actually, forget about the Luis Arraez one. I'll play that on Scraby Show. What we're going to talk about here is if Craig Stammen, he was asked if he would stand in the way of Mason Miller if he approached him about starting.
I'm not going to put a limit on what he can and can't do. I just know that he's the best in the entire world coming out of the bullpen. And when you're the best, you know, it's hard to take somebody away from being the best at what they're already good at. And we're looking forward to putting him in the game you know, at the back end for us in San Diego, because he's going to be dominant just like he was when we traded for him last year. And, you know, you got the picture of him, you know, getting ready to pitch for the USA and WBC. I think DeRosa's pretty excited to have him too on that squad. But, you know, we couldn't, you know, if you're making a phone call down the bullpen saying, get Mason Miller ready, that's a good phone call.
You know, Craig Stammen is already. Oh. Sorry, I know. Wow.
You got a frog?
His voice definitely changed.
It wasn't as bad as your alien takeover, but it was interesting.
Yeah. Craig Stammen, I think, is already doing and saying things the right way. Because he didn't say, Mason Miller, no, absolutely. He's my closer. I can't think of anything else. He said, I'm not going to get in his way. He wants to, you know, he leaves things open. I like this. That's smart.
Are you sure?
What, leaving it open?
Leaving things smart. Open. And that, I think that's what drives, not you, this is not really about you, but isn't that what drives, like, the media wants, you know, direct yes, no. They don't want.
Well, I think you want direct yes, no on decisions that are his, but I think he wants to give his players a say-so. I think that's a good idea.
AJ Preller say during the winter meetings that Mason Miller was not going to be a starter.
Yeah,
but I don't know that I've heard that he's not. I just heard that it was more. I think he said it's more likely that he leave, that he end up leaving him where he is, because a lot of times it's going to take the guy really wanting to do it and not being kind of indifferent. You know, you can't be like, oh yeah, sure, I'll give it a try. No, that's not what they're looking for. They want, if you want it, you got to come in here and like basically say I want it.
Yu Darvish apparently. Going to be around the team a lot this year. He's apparently going to be working in a Joe Musgrove type role that Joe did this year, which is helping teammates. So for all you people out there who think that Yu Darvish is stealing money, he is still
working.
Is that
a thought out there? Does Yu Darvish seem like the type that would just steal money?
No.
He really doesn't.
No. He gave his money back last year, didn't he? When he wasn't playing, I think he didn't take a salary during that time.
I'm not sure how that worked, but
if Yu Darvish is going to be in the Joe Musgrove role this year, then I expect to see him doing his shifts in Alpine as well. The coffee place. Gotta be Joe. If you're going to be Joe, go all in.
You got some Luis Rice for us?
We got time.
Oh, here it is. I want to hear about the Dodgers.
No.
What? No.
You got me all excited about Luis Rice.
Okay, fine.
I don't care about the Dodgers. What are they going to say about the Dodgers?
No, Craig Stammen is ready to take on.
Oh, I'm sure. They're in the schedule. They got to take on them.
Yeah, how are you going to do it against the Dodgers?
Just, like,
let me guess what he said. We have no shot. We're not even thinking about trying to beat them. So there, I saved you the time.
All right. Here's Padres manager Craig Stammen being asked if he would love to have Luis Arraez back.
Oh, boy.
Tell us about how unique Luis Arraez is as a player. It's a name we haven't heard a ton about in rumors yet this offseason, but just wanted to get your scouting report on his value and if you think that advanced metrics are being too harsh on him.
Luis is a great player. He was a great addition to our team the last few years, just in a culture standpoint and even like an attitude that he brought to the hitting group. He was always working, one of the hardest workers on the team, and always caring about his craft. And he takes his craft serious, as we know. We've seen him play, and you know, multiple season batting champ. He brings a unique skill set to the team, a skill set that not many players bring. Doesn't strike out, makes a lot of contact. Not a ton of power, but, you know, honestly, the last few years, there wasn't too many people I'd rather have up at the plate, you know, two out situation, runner in scoring position, because, you know, he was going to put a good at bat on, you knew he was going to put the ball in play. And he just had a unique ability of just shooting a line drive over the shortstop and scoring that runner from second. So, you know, RBI is kind of a stat that the analytics departments don't value as highly. Especially two out RBIs, but I think that was his specialty, and he struggled a little bit with it at last year. But you know, some of that was a little bit of bad luck, and some of that was just, you know, the you know, state of the seasons. We all have.
Can I ask a question
real quick?
Why is the two?
I said Sean Braun and Scott Braun. Go ahead.
Oh, why is the RBI not valued? That is how you win a game.
RBIs are all luck.
They said especially the two out RBI.
Yeah, they're all luck.
Apparently. What?
Because you can get a line drive over the shortstop's head with two outs, but if nobody's on third base, there's no RBI. I'm not disagreeing with – I'm agreeing with you, Scraby. I think RBIs are a thing.
It's like being like, oh, touchdowns don't really matter.
I think RBIs, I think RBIs are a huge thing. But the analytics people, RBIs are a luck thing. Got to come up with people in that position.
Who decided that?
You tell me. I'm the old guy on the lawn. You're the new youngin here. You tell me.
I'm not an analytic fan. I mean, certain analytics,
the
sure.
Nerds did. Come on, man. You know what it is. You know who made that up. Wasn't a player. Wasn't a guy like, hey, you know what? These RBI things, they don't.
It was Ken Rosenthal, wasn't it? It was Ken Rosenthal.
I mean, I'm not trying to, you know, why do I get myself into this? But Arise was in the 60s in the RBIs the last 2 years. That's not so bad for a leadoff hitter.
Terrible, I tell you.
But it doesn't count in the minds of analytics people.
Stupid RBI things. Yeah. Why would you want those?
I'm stunned. So what, you just want guys to get on base but never score?
Well, it's not that they don't want them to score. It's just they don't value the person that is actually bringing them in.
Okay, it's just luck, as far as
analytics are concerned, Scraby. You asked the question. I'm giving you why they don't value.
I'm appreciating. But I just don't understand it.
If Pete Alonso hits 40 home runs this year, and every time he hits one, there's two guys on happen to be on base, that's $120. If he hits a home run with no one on base 40 times, that's 40 RBIs. Same guy doing the same thing.
Typically, your best hitters are the ones that are the best with runners, which is typically, I don't know, this just wild idea. Why to have this thing called a lineup and you like put guys in position where they can like be at their best?
Is that why Luis Arraez was in the wrong spot last year?
I'm not playing with you. No, he actually wasn't. I mean, if you think about it. He doesn't do RBIs. It's not his thing.
That's true.
I guess he could have hit at the bottom of the lineup like many of
you want it. But if you bat him seventh, he's going to probably have more RBI opportunities than batting first, to be straight up. So the 5, 6, 7 guys figure to be on base more than the 7, 8, 9 guys.
So coming up this year, we cannot complain at all about runners in scoring position. We cannot complain about guys.
That's an interesting point, because runners in scoring position seems to decide almost every game.
It seemed like for the Padres it did.
But analytics people would tell you that, again, that's a lucky statistic. I don't think so. I think you just get it as many times as you can. The odds are in your favor. No? I want a game where I have 10, 12 at-bats. That makes me feel like I'm threatening.
Yes. Yeah. And
it
doesn't always work out that way.
It doesn't always work, but
for sure. For sure. All right, let's get to break. We finish up with the last segment of Happy Hour.
In the biggest fan drawing, listen up. Your name could be called right now. And if it is, you'll be in the running. What happened over there?
Maybe he's over here knocking down cameras for some reason.
We're wrecking the Bill Howe Studios here.
Yeah, man, we know how. Don't do that.
Not to.
They know how. Do you know how?
Clearly not. He's just batting cameras down.
Careful, man. This is the Bill Howe Studios. Be protected. I mean, they took like 14 hours to clean this studio. Don't you remember?
Oh, don't even start with that.
Congratulations to today's biggest fan, Albert Canedo. Or Canedo, but I'm assuming Canedo, C-A-N-E-D-O. Albert Canedo of Escondido. Give us a call within the next 10 minutes, 833-288-0973. That will make you today's biggest fan and qualify you for the grand prize, 20 tickets to the Padre game in the Odyssey Suite, coming up this season with all of us there. And it'll be catered by our friends at Spiro's Mediterranean Cuisine. Sign up at the old website there. If you aren't already signed up, 973thefansd.com/biggest fan. All right, listen up to this. Story in the paper today. And apparently this has been going on for a little bit, but
we missed it. Below the radar to almost everybody.
Yeah, I missed it too.
Jennifer Van Grove wrote the story. San Diego Union Tribune published January 12th, which would be yesterday. So you probably saw it in the paper yesterday if you get the paper.
It's also online for everybody who's normal. Sometimes you act like no one knows how to get to a news article.
If you still get the paper.
Well, apparently I'm not too normal, but I'm going to give it my best shot.
I don't have any problem with you reading the paper, but other people get it through electronic means now.
All right, go buy electronic means and find it then. And if you can't find it on your own, too bad.
It's like the
apparently
one time...
you already all know how to do it, and I don't need to. You don't need my help or Scrabies.
I don't know, Tony, if you were there that day, but Adam and I were definitely in the back. We were trying to tell Chris about a news article, and he was like, "Well, it wasn't in the paper." And I'm like, "It could still be online, Chris." It wasn't in the paper.
It's not coming to your paper until tomorrow. It came out online today.
All right, Dork City over here. I'm trying to give you what's going on.
Again, I don't have any problems with you reading the paper, but it is
there
online.
There is a project apparently called Pangea, P-A-N-G-A-E-A, Pangea. And this is something to do with a tennis-anchored sports complex, tennis-anchored. So they're going to build a beautiful tennis stadium here on the Chula Vista Bayfront. Now, if you don't know where this area is, you may not, but if you've been to the Gaylord Hotel, you know of the area I'm talking about. There's a ton of room over there, and the Chula Vista people have developed it, and they got this beautiful hotel. If you've not been to the Gaylord, I highly recommend it. They do have an incredible sports bar there, among other things. All right. But anyway, they've got this idea, the whole thing, to get this developed. But they have 6 months to, you know, take care of a few things in order for this to go forward. And it's very confusing what, you know, all the kinds of things, the ins and outs of this. But I didn't even know this was even out there. And apparently they're trying to get this stadium built for tennis. And then that's only the first phase of it, because the second phase of it calls for an 80,000-seat multipurpose stadium.
80,000? Sounds like an NFL stadium.
It does, right? Wow. The project includes 1.4 million square feet of space for sports, wellness, 300,000 square retail, 200, you know, hotel use, office space, tons of other open space. So the Pangea Group is seeking to take over the Otay. This is, I'm reading from the story, within the Chula Vista Bayfront master plan. So I don't know that this hasn't been mostly under the radar, that this is even happening. I didn't know about it. Braden was the guy who kind of touched on it before he left today, and I was like, what?
Here's the weird part, is because at the top of the article, there's the headline, and then there's the byline. Which
you don't need you don't need to tell people; they can look it up themselves. You're apparently right. Online, they know how to find it.
Thank you, Chris. The headline is "Game Time." Pangea developer must sign tennis star for proposed Chula Vista Bayfront complex by July. And then the byline: development team required to provide the Port of San Diego with proof that an elite athlete is committed to the tennis center portion. Now, if you go down in the article, it says that they need the most consequential hoop they have to get through for six key milestones is providing the port with proof in the form of a non-binding letter of intent that an elite professional athlete organization is committed to the tennis center.
Yeah, because the tennis player doesn't make a lot of sense.
The WTA? Like
WTP,
I mean.
Or ATP.
Or ATP.
But I mean, but the confusing thing to me with the elite athlete is what if Coco Gauff says she's in? Then the project can go forward, and what does that mean?
I don't totally get that.
It's an elite professional athlete organization.
That makes sense.
That's the whole piece of what that is.
So now, in order for this project to go forward, that they need to get the okay of the port district, San Diego Unified Port District.
There's a few other things they have to do, right? Okay. They have to, development team has to meet the initial ENA requirements, which is basically exclusive negotiation. It includes completing a market demand study, submitting a project description and land use plan, entering into a project labor agreement with unions, and implementing a public outreach plan. So all of those things are going to have to be met, but that's the major one that you're pointing to. I think they're willing to overlook the other five being done at that point if you can guarantee that, what is it, the ATP?
Is that what you said?
ATP, WT. I mean, either one. If you're going to have an 18,000 seat tennis arena, you're going to need an
event.
You're
going to need a big one.
You're going to need an event like the Indian Wells thing happens in Palm Springs, where you got men, women, top 20 players. That's what you're going to need to have and to fill something like that up. But if you were able to get something like that started, and the whole thing is because of the success of the Gaylord, of that hotel, which has been a huge boon down in the Chula Vista Bayfront. Like I said, if you've not been there, you know nothing of what I'm talking about. But you should, you know, take a ride down to Chula Vista one day and get off. It's right off the 5 freeway, and see this whole area. It's really quite remarkable. And some of the artist renderings of what this could look like always look amazing.
Nobody does renderings like San Diego.
Oh, San Diego's some of the best.
And we're going to have the coolest
really sports. Fine renderings.
According to this rendering, Tucker Sandler is the company that did the rendering here. We are going to have the coolest area for sports in all the world.
Yeah.
Like Dubai won't even be able to
hold a candle to this. You see the football stadium, you see the tennis courts.
Yeah, tennis, football, we got basketball, we got all kinds of office space. I mean, we got, wait a minute, there's a bike lane. I see a bike lane. We're good.
You can't go anywhere without bike lanes.
Can't go without a bike lane in this town.
Oh, yeah, there's someone walking their dog on the waterfront. So
if you,
nice.
If you don't have a bike lane, you got no shots, Greg.
So I guess there is a proposed athlete that they're keeping under wraps, but I don't know who that is. No one knows who that is. And here's the other thing that bothers me about this.
We don't need you to be bothered. They're going to be bothered.
The development company is owned by a single person, Gerald DeVaris.
Okay.
He's not from here. He is a chairman of Virginia Beach-based commercial real estate firm DeVaris Group of Companies.
Okay.
So he's coming here, and he just wants to take the land.
You also hate, corporate takeovers, right? Like, if you were complaining the other day about the corporations buying up all this stuff.
Oh, yeah.
It could be a corporation that bought up the land instead of it's a single guy this time.
Now, I want someone who,
from the city?
Maybe has been here a few times.
I don't know.
But
I saw Gerald just the other day. Tramping through Kearney Mesa in the bike lane.
Oh, wow. Oh, well, then I don't like him.
In the bike lane. He had a real bike, though. He didn't have an e-bike, so it was like a legit.
Oh, okay, I like him again.
It's a fair point, Tony, Scraby, to say, well, this guy is a chairman of a Virginia-based company or whatever, commercial real estate firm. At least, and I'm not smart, savvy enough, so somebody, will tell me I'm wrong. I'm not really concerned with how this thing gets built. If it gets built, I count me in.
There's ding. Something about
ding.
Never mind.
No,
I think people are tired of my fight against.
Oh, I don't know. Big business. You're holding up your own here. I don't get it. It's a heavy lift, but you're holding.
I know that there's no one in town apparently willing to buy this.
That's the thing. It's not like that land hasn't been there for a long period of time.
There's some catch.
You feel there's like there's some a catch. Catch.
There's like always there's a catch. Always a catch.
Look, somebody's making money somewhere.
That's inevitable.
Give me a place to go watch the football game and have a team. Because somebody's making somewhere anyway, the money anyway.
Chris is thinking big picture already.
Right, I just want a game to go to. So do you, Scrape. You know you do.
Clay makes
a good
point.
And they have to make a deal.
What's Clay say?
Somewhere.
Maybe the city of Chula Vista saw his company to avoid California ridiculousness. I'm not sure if that's how it works, but maybe.
California ridiculous.
I think you still have to abide because the environmental impact study is
still
going
be
to be
thing.
Expensive and it's going to take forever. I mean, they even thought about this for 18 months. The original proposal was sent in 2024.
But that's why, they give them the out with, hey, you can get a ATP in here. Changes the whole ball game.
You think Taylor Fritz would do it, Chris?
Only if you'll do an interview with us.
Oh, he's
dying his team. Somebody tells him he has to do an interview with us. He's coming nowhere near the place.
Let's get some traffic.
Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan assemble and bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe you check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
All right, Scraby's on the phone with our biggest fan winner. So Albert got in there. I don't know. We have a slow working clock today, so I think he made it close enough for government work, as they say.
Yes.
Good story by our guy Z-Man Ziegler. I love Ziegler. You
every
know
time
that.
Every time you say Z-Man, I think of Junis Ilgauskas for some reason.
Okay. Yeah, Ziegler with a good story on the old final trip for the Aztec men to Laramie tomorrow. So it gives you a little sense of what we all go through when we go there. It's a good story. So I would check it out. It's online for those of you. And for the rest of us, I'll see it in the paper tomorrow morning.
It is true. It is very true. Did you guys hear about the conspiracy theory? I can't believe I forgot to tell you this. As to why the 49ers get so injured all the time. Have you heard
this? There's a theory?
There's a theory.
Okay.
And the theory is the practice facility is directly next to an electric substation. And Kendrick Bourne the other day, they said something about the George Kittle industry. He means you mean the electric plate? You know, whatever. The electric equipment? I don't know what he said. I'm trying to come up with a word. You mean the electric equipment? So people have been studying this, and some think that because of all the craziness in the air, it does something to your body and it makes your body weaker. I'm not saying I believe this, but it's literally directly next to the practice facility. And that,
how long has it been there next to the practice
forever.
Facility?
And they've been injured.
And they've had injuries more than everybody.
They've had a lot of injuries. And this year, so they're thinking that maybe it affects some of the collagen in the muscles.
We are way too smart for our own good these days. Google and ChatGPT are corrupting everybody.
I will agree with that 100%.
Just throwing stuff out there.
Please stop ChatGPTing. And please stop with these commercials of, like, this is a Scraby rant.
I had a question from the Peanut Gallery.
Oh, the Scraby rant will be shelved.
The Peanut Gallery wanted to know what's your story for watching a 49er game?
What's my story?
Yeah, what is it like? Where are you home alone? Do you have your family there? Anybody allowed to watch with you?
How does this happen?
Yeah, right. We've seen the result, but I want to know, like, before the game, how do you get geared up? You do watch it live, right? You would never mess with any DVR.
Oh yeah.
Does your family watch it with you?
Yeah, is it family? Are you holed up alone somewhere in the house? Or?
I think the one thing our family comes together over, outside of my brother, is 49ers football.
Yeah. So you guys are all Niners
fans. They're
all
rooting for the Niners?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
My dad has gone back and forth on being a Niners. He grew up in Chicago, and he was a Bears guy. What's he doing this year? Well, he's more of a Chargers guy.
Yeah.
We moved in 1999, so he became a Chargers guy. And
he's still hanging with him?
He loves football. He doesn't really have a team right now.
He's kind of just
But he likes floating. The 49ers because my grandpa had season tickets since the 80s, and so he got to go to a lot of games. But I will have Lucky with me.
So you watch it in the main TV downstairs.
Oh, yeah.
It's not a side TV somewhere.
Big old TV.
Big old TV.
You take over your dad's TV.
It's mine, but yeah.
Okay, so during the game.
Yes.
Do your parents just hate you because of the way you're reacting and yelling and
stuff? Do you guys react the same way at different things?
I get a little crazier, but
a little
after Brock Purdy threw his first interception in the game, I go, that's it. Turning point. Game's
over.
You're
that guy?
Game's over.
Oh, God.
Because every time they lose a game, he gave up the season.
That's true. But to see that in real time would be irritating.
Right?
It would be very irritating.
And then 5 minutes later, I knew we were good. I told you we were good. We got this game.
No, so I said
same guy.
Exactly.
That's saying, what the 49er fans are like.
Game is over. And then they started playing well again.
Whatever.
But every time I said, that's it, game is over, they ended up doing something good, so I just kept saying it. And it was working, and they ended up winning.
Oh, that's something Chris Ella would do right there for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Chris Ella doesn't say a word.
During the game.
All.
No,
I believe cheer? That.
I'm saying before the game, you definitely put the reverse hex on your team all the time.
I don't do a lot of cheering. I think it's... I feel like the bozo that's going to be cheering at a 14-0 lead, and when I lose 28-17, it doesn't matter. I cheer when the final gun goes, that's game. That's
I definitely
me.
Have
that's me, man. I don't
calm down in my older age and watching the team.
I'm pretty calm. Pretty calm.
I used to be out of control at times.
I can get a little crazy.
I used to take my frustration out on people around me when my team was losing.
Oh, me too.
After the game, I'm a mess. I tell Lori, just leave me alone.
Quickly. Kirk Kenny just texted me. He said, 49ers next to the power plant. Ask LO about cancer incidents at Beverly Hills High School because of oil wells under the school.
There was an oil well next door to the school.
And cancer
used
happened?
To pump, not to me. What are you asking me about every student that's ever gone there? I don't know. I'm sure a few people.
Kirk's that like he knows something.
Yeah, Kirk is.
No, we did have an oil well in the over the right center field fence at Beverly High.
Just an oil.
It was our own money. That's more money for them.
Wait, the school owned the oil well?
As far as I know, it was on property.
That is a good funding opportunity right there. Doubt. All right, Scraby Show next, guys. You guys are going to say bye?
Bye.
Bye-bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.